Well, we're now on our third section of the men's fraternity, and this is entitled The Great Adventure. And this first session here is entitled Starting the Great Adventure. And so it's just another opportunity to get a ball rolling with this time together of us as men. And so let's go do a little bit of review of what this means. In the first session group of men's fraternity, the name is called The Quest for Authentic Manhood. And then the second one is entitled A Man at Work and at Home. And this is A Man and His World, The Great Adventure. That first section is having a focus of a man's core identity. The second group there is a man's chief responsibility, and then it moves into a man's chosen destiny. Now, what are the chief elements that we see in that first section? Well, it's talking about a man's wounds. We had gone through what we've gone through, and it deals with those pains, and hopefully it helped you and address the things for you as you were looking at those things. And then it moved next to the definition of manhood and an overview of manhood issues. The chief elements in the second grouping is how a man enjoys his work, how a man relates successfully to a woman. And then the third one, which is what we will be doing, the chief focus will be rediscovering the adventure of life, understanding his design, developing a satisfying life focus. The major challenge that we see in that first section is the boy in you must die. The second group is the man in you must step forward. And the third group, the adventurer in you must live. Moving back to what is the passion for that first group is seizing your manhood. Then secondly, establishing your manhood. And then thirdly, maximizing your manhood. And so as we think about that, we also think about direction. And that first section is go. The second section is fight. And the third section of the direction is win. Now, what would be the goal of this section of men's fraternity? Well, the goal is to help you finish this life with satisfaction and enter the next life with confidence. That's the prayer, that's the hope as we head into this great adventure. Now, assumptions that we will be making is our Creator desires for us to live a meaningful adventure. Aren't you glad that we have a God like that, that He wants our life to have meaning to it? Letter B, many men often miss this spirit of adventure in their lives. Others lose it somewhere along life's journey. Letter C, men need ongoing adventure to stay alive. It's just a part of our DNA. We want that. And then letter D, an adventuresome man lives differently than others who blindly plod along. So God does not want us to stay in a rut. Any rut that we would stay in or be in is a rut that's moving forward. So promises for those of you that are willing to complete all of these sessions as we move ahead. Letter A, you will have opportunities to think deeply about who you are and where you are going while making some significant personal discoveries in the process. So that is what our prayer is. That's a promise that will happen as you are faithfully moving ahead in this group. Also, you will have the opportunity to interact with other men who can help you think more clearly and objectively about your life. It's nice to have other people speaking into your life. These are true friends when that's the case. And then you will learn how to focus your life using a life focus chart. That'll be a resource that will be available to you in the future. And then you will develop a personal mission statement. What's your mission right now? What is your goal as you move ahead? And then you will gain a better understanding of your unique design and what makes you come alive. And then lastly, you will have the opportunity to choose your future. Young men can get a jump start on an exciting first half adventure in life. Older men can retool for an exciting second half adventure in life. So let me ask you, are you willing to take the step as we move ahead in this great adventure? Well, questions for you as you would be talking back and forth with your friends. Have you introduced yourself, first of all? And then, what stands out as you think about looking forward to this great adventure? And then, which of the six promises in this first session was most appealing to you, and why?